sorry. I'd like to call to order the February meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would like you to please stand and honor America as Wildcat Company from the Oak Ridge High School Navy Junior ROTC presents the colors, and then our guest from Linden Elementary will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And you may be seated. I'd like to call on Mr. Roger Ward, principal at Linden Elementary School, to introduce our special guest for this evening.
On March 2nd, we will celebrate Dr. Seuss's 115th birthday. And so, good evening, fine school board. You're looking quite smart. Our program this evening will be a great start. The Linden Choir is on site to bring you a treat. Miss Hickson, their leader, helps to keep a nice beat. We hope you enjoy a Seussical time as they present a show that was born from a rhyme. And now, without further delay, the third and fourth graders from Linden. Hip hip, hooray.
It's great to learn something new and exciting, so we'd like to present something fun and inviting.
With rhymes running wild and out on the loose, of course they are written by who?
Dr. Seuss!
Through the air. I say, how confusing. I've never heard tell of a small speck of dust that is able to yell. So you know what I think? But there must be some lot to tell that small speck of dust.
Some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool. He has no way to steer.
He's alone in the universe. And what did the elephant say?
So far,
a person is a person no matter how small.
Anything's possible.
Hate green eggs and ham?
How did you learn that we haven't had green eggs and ham?
Let's have them now!
Not anywhere. Well, that was a wonderful story, I say, but that's all the time that we have for today.
All the wonderful lessons we taught fill your thinkers with barrels of thought.
And just to make sure this poetry sticks, let's all sing a Dr. Seuss Mega Man.
My name is Jacob.
My name is Natalia Munoz.
Amber Ewing. My name is Ava Middlestaff.
My name is Dallin Jane.
My name is Lauren Hunter Hedrick, and the end.
All right, moving on. Next item is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any corrections or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Before we get into our special reports and presentations, one of the things that boards of education do is work to achieve what is called a board of distinction. This is a program operated through the Tennessee School Board Association, and it encourages board members to live up to what that title indicates. And in order to do that, there is a checklist of items that the board has to make sure they're doing or establish that ranges from developing strategic planning to working on board policies, for board members individually to work on achieving their individual academy status through programs that the Tennessee School Board Association offers, and other additional items. And one of the things that we're required to do is our board is required to be evaluated by members of other school boards. So tonight we are being evaluated for that particular step for Board of Distinction, and we're honored and pleased to have two individuals here tonight. So I have to build them up in order to make sure all goes well here. We're honored and pleased to have from the Cleveland Board of Education their chairperson, Dawn Robinson. She's waving. And from the Clinton City Board of Education, their chairman, Dr. Tim Bible. And we appreciate and thank both of you for being here. And we'll try to move as rapidly as we can and not keep you too long. So under special reports and presentations, first item is good news. Mr. Stevens.
We'll start this out with good news from Jefferson Middle School. On February the 9th, the Jefferson Middle School first Lego League teams participated in the East Tennessee State Championship. The Radioactive Bricks received the third place programming trophy. The Jefferson Middle School Master Builders received the second place Robot Mechanical Design Trophy and the first place Robot Performance Trophy. The Atomic Eagles received the first place Programming Trophy and third place Robot Performance Trophy. Outstanding work for the young people at Jefferson Middle School.
Mr. Eagle.
And from Robertsville Middle School, the 2019 Buddy Book Project between Ms. Kinder's class at Robertsville Middle and Ms. Dalton's class at the Oak Ridge School's preschool was awarded a Lunch for Literacy grant in the amount of $900 from the Oak Ridge Altruisa and Rotary Clubs. Robertsville TSA students competed in the TSA regional competition at Roan State in Harriman on Friday, February 1st. They competed in three events, children's stories, forensic technology, and Tech Bowl. Robertsville TSA students received first place in all three events. The Lady Rams basketball team wrapped up their season to finish in second place at sectional tournament in Sevierville. Three Lady Ram athletes made the all-tournament team. And the Robertsville Ninjaneers robotics team placed second alliance in the Alabama State Championship in Huntsville, Alabama, and at the Tennessee State Championship in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. This is the highest that the team has ever been ranked, and that is good news.
My good news, Mr. Cox, if you'd stand up, please, sir. The board would like to take this opportunity to recognize and congratulate Mr. Phil Cox, who is the principal at Jefferson Middle School, for being selected as the district's principal of the year. Congratulations to you from the board, and thank you for your leadership. And let's give him a round of applause. Ms. McLean.
My good news comes from Oak Ridge High School. A big congratulations on their DOE Science Bowl three-peat. Winning the 2019 team members are David Joy, Henry Shin, George Wang, Stephen Q, Melody Gao. And I apologize for the pronunciation. Their coach is Dr. Sharon Thomas, and they'll be headed to Washington, D.C. for the National Science Bowl competition next month.
Ms. Webb.
We have some welding champions at Oak Ridge High School. In the Sequoia High School welding competition, Oak Ridge High School received first, second, and third places in the 3G competition. And the Oak Ridge TCAT Night School took or received first place, second place, and third place in the 4G competition. Five students, including Kiana, Jackson, and Jerry, received 3G AWS certification, and Kiana received a $1,000 scholarship. Good news.
And that's just some of the good news that's going on in the Oak Ridge schools at this time. Next, I'd like Dr. Peter Thornton, Dr. Reniger from Robertsville, Vice Chairman Laura McLean, and I think Todd, you're going to come up with them also, Mr. Livesey. One of the things that the board does at each of its meetings is to select a volunteer of the month that has been nominated from one of the schools in our school district. And at the end of the school year, the board will then select a volunteer of the year for the Oak Ridge schools. And that person will be entered through Tennessee School Board Association as hopefully to become the East District Volunteer of the Year. And if selected in that position would then go on to state competition and hopefully would be selected as the state volunteer of the year. So you've got to start and hopefully work your way up. Dr. Thornton is the lead mentor for the ongoing RMS RAMSTAT project, and I'm going to let some of the individuals standing there tell us a little bit more about why Dr. Thornton is being recognized tonight. Dr. Reniger.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me tonight to talk about Dr. Thornton. So to do the most academic thing I could think of when making my comments tonight, I simply looked up Dr. Thornton's bio on the ORNL website. To put a very academic term to it, wow. I am not going to pretend to read all of this because there's a lot of words, abiotic, metabolism, phosphorus, but I will shorten it up a little bit. Dr. Thornton is a scientist in the Climate Change Science Institute and the Environmental Science Division. He's been a member of the scientific staff at ORNL since 2008. He serves as a mentor to several technology projects within Oak Ridge Public Schools, obviously the RAMSAT being one of them, and serves as a board member of the Oak Ridge Public Schools Education Foundation. This is really impressive. Dr. Peter Thornton studies the interactions of land ecosystems with all other components of Earth's climate system, including biogeochemical, very good, and physical land atmosphere feedbacks and interactions with human system. It goes on and on from there, but I'm going to pause there. What I would say is this, and I have not known Dr. Thornton that long, but in the time that I have known Dr. Thornton, if I had to describe him, I would say he is a teacher, and that's as simple as I can put it. He has a tremendous passion for not only the RAMSAT project, but along with our other mentors, has a tremendous passion for kids. It is very evident to me that there is a genuine excitement that Dr. Thornton has in working with our students, and specifically when he sees our students explaining the work of the RAMSAT mentors and what we're doing with this program. It is just an honor to be here with him. It's an honor to have him in our school and working with our students. And again, this does not go as far as it should, but I would say thank you, Dr. Thornton. So I'm going to have Mr. Livesey share with you a few more items, but again, thank you.
As usual, I have nothing written down. I just like to fly, right? So when Dr. Thornton was selected for this last week, I got the email from my principal, and we just started talking about him. And you know, the thing about, and I just call him Peter, you know, because when you work at Oak Ridge Schools, you just get to walk among giants, and we're just all just hanging out together, which is kind of cool. We actually spend a lot of time together after school. We work on things. I've seen Dr. Thornton take actual vacation time to go on trips with the kids. I mean, it's just unbelievable how giving he is. And we have about eight in our group that's that giving. They all take time from their vacation and personal time to go and be with the kids. I selected just a few pictures. This picture would show all the mentors, most all. And you can see Michelle back there. That's Peter's wife who's over here tonight. This is just an average Tuesday morning at Robertsville. They're working on, what are we doing right? Is that the, what's lesson was this? This is the one you were showing light? How light is? Hexadecimal binary conversion. Yeah. And the kids got it. They understood it. I even kind of did when it was over. But you can just see how many adults is involved there. This would be our actual RAMSAT frame and the development board beside it. You can see that's what's actually going to go into space. This is at STEM night last week. Dr. Thornton and crew, were Melissa Allen there, were working with, they actually have the camera at the very front of that. You'll see the camera sitting out on the table, and he was taking pictures of the kids, downloading to the computer just like it will in space, showing the kids how it is digitized, all comes out in code, and then comes out in the picture eventually. And that's more of the group. That's the night we actually got the frame. That was last spring. You can see Ms. Cross down there. And that's another picture of last Thursday. And this would be another lesson that Dr. Thornton was leading. And this is our group last year down at Huntsville Space Flight Center, at Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. And this was the night that we received a proclamation from the city, and you can see the mentors in the back. So they're not just there to teach. If there's something going on at night, they're there as well. And this was last Thursday night. We received our solar panels, and you can see that we're kind of fitting them in place, and it's kind of cool. So I would just say, knowing this guy, kind and giving. I just wish everybody that would be like that, really. That's all I got.
And again, without the many volunteers that help through projects and giving of their time in the Oak Ridge schools, many of the opportunities that our students have, they would not have. So we are extremely thankful, and Dr. Thornton, we appreciate you and your time and helping make the lives of Oak Ridge students better. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thanks very much. And thanks to Todd, we'll call him, not Mr. Right. Livesey, now that the students aren't here, for bringing the mentors into this program. I'll just say a few brief words. First, I want to express my deep appreciation for the large mentor team that we have. There are upwards of 12 people who have devoted lots of time and energy to this, coming in from the community. So I really thanks very much to them. Also, of course, to the staff in the schools, the teachers and administrators. Without them, of course, this wouldn't be possible. But the most important message that I have is just the appreciation for the students, because you don't have to be in that classroom for more than a minute or two to realize just how special that connection is. Yeah, just great kids. And I really enjoy the opportunity to work with them. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Dr. Reniger, thank you. Mr. Livesey, thank you as well. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. Public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent to address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board tonight? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to items for action. First item is a resolution of the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education in opposition to vouchers. The board has had an opportunity to review this resolution and have made various comments. We have just returned from our day on the Hill, where we were reviewed with pending legislation for this year affecting education. There is question in regard to how a bill of this nature might go forward, whether it be a voucher bill per se with the title vouchers, or a bill that might move away from using that title and have more of an educational, what would be called an educational savings account for students, primarily fulfilling the same type of direction that a voucher program would fill. There's several bills that have been introduced that deal with both of those topics. In years past, this board has taken a stand that we do not support the use of public money to fund a student's education in a private school setting. And more specifically, we do not support using state money for education to fund a student's education in a school that does not have to meet the same standards as we do in public education. And that may be one of our biggest points, that if everybody was on an equal playing field, we might, as a board, as we've discussed, be more supportive of something like this. There are other issues that go along with a program of this type. So if the board chooses to approve this, then we will send it on to our state legislators, members of city council, and other, perhaps other boards and other individuals that would be directly involved. So I would go ahead then and make the motion that we approve the resolution of the Oak Ridge School Board to adopt this resolution in opposition to vouchers. And I would need a second.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. McLean. Now, any discussion or comments, questions from the board? Hearing none, motion on the floor is a resolution of the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education in opposition to vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item B is FY20 IDA discretionary grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 IDEA discretionary grant application.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagles, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the attachment, we're looking for a few things there. We've been successful. Dr. Herbard has done a good job of looking at these grants, and we wanted the board to be aware of what we're going after.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, motion is the approval of the FY20 IDA discretionary grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item C, FY20 IDA pre-K discretionary grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 IDEA pre-K discretionary grant application.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Again, something we try to do every year, but you can see in the attachment, we're looking for an adjustable climbing wall and a TA. And Dr. Herbard shared with us this morning that if we're successful, that we would hold on to that climbing wall until our new facility is up. We won't install it and reinstall it. But a great activity for some of our students that can use that.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, motion is approval of the FY20 IDA pre-K discretionary grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item D. Item D and E are items that we had some discussion about at our last board meeting. Primarily, item E was the initial discussion, but the discussion of item E led to some discussion, which is now item D on the agenda. And item D is the revised 2019-2020 district school calendar. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the revised district school calendar for the 2019-2020 school year.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. We've kind of got a thing going here with this, don't we? Dr. Borchers or Mr. Lay?
I was going to say, you opened this up quite well, and I'm going to turn. Many of our staff wear many hats, and Mr. Lay gets the calendar hat, so I'm going to turn to Mr. Lay for these next two items.
Okay, we just had a good conversation. You basically got us thinking, and it really just made sense to make this recommendation, and basically it just reduces the student days by one day from 183 to 182, and we will use that one additional day as a building level day, and it will be used in a variety of ways to close out the year, to revise data, to look at RTI data, and to complete documentation, PBL planning. We can be looking at new textbooks, we can be planning for new curriculums, and we can start planning for the 2019-2020 school year. So to have an additional building level day starting next year at the end of the year We have plenty of time to plan for that and make good use of that day. And plus, it really did not make sense to us to have students come back on a Monday following a three-day weekend for basically an abbreviated day. And then even though the next year would only be a regular weekend, it still just doesn't make sense to have students come back on a Monday for an abbreviated day. So it just made sense, and this was our recommendation after that conversation.
Questions from the board? Ms. Webb.
Okay, I'm not trying to throw a monkey wrench into it again. Okay. If you look at the 1920 calendar, and if you moved it back, it's an early dismissal on the 29th, correct? On May 29th? It's a Friday?
Yes.
Okay. What if we move that back to a Wednesday, which is an early dismissal day, and then bump the last day for teachers up to that Friday? Everyone could finish in May. We still have 180 days. And you could do the same thing in the next year. Again, monkey wrench, sorry.
Yes.
Not to avoid the monkey wrench. However, you are fundamentally changing the number of days in teachers' contracts if you do that. So far we have not gone that route, in that there would have to be a question: if you reduce the number of days that teachers work during the year, do you also reduce their pay? So what we've tried to do are propose solutions that keep the same number of days for teachers. So that's part of the concern. So you're right that we still would have a buffer of 2 student days. However, once we go down the road of reducing teacher days, it does fundamentally change their contract.
Okay.
And just to reiterate, that's the complicated part of the conversation. We can easily basically reduce student days to 180 student days. We can do that. The difficulty comes in, okay, what do you do with those 3 additional staff days that we don't have students? And because we want to be, I guess, good stewards, of the funding that we use and the salaries that we pay, and we want those days to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. So that's the question.
And that's a good question, because somewhere on down the road, somebody's going to ask you that question, if they haven't already asked you that question. And your answer is, as you just stated, we're starting to look at cost in yes. salaries. And I'm not sure if you want to do that, if you'll wait till I go off the board before you start talking to teachers about reducing their salaries.
Okay.
Would the cost of not having the schools open, the buses run, no lunch, would that offset in any way?
We do save some funding. I will tell you, your primary savings is in the area of food service and transportation. And once again, we'll have to get with Pat and look at the contracts and see, can we reduce the number of transportation days and food service days in the middle of a contract period, or will we have to wait to the end of that? So that is one question. But I will say that taking this action tonight has opened the door for us to have further conversations about the 2 additional student days that we could reduce. And how we could use that in a manner that would truly benefit staff and students and make Oak Ridge Schools even stronger. I mean, this is basically opening that door for further conversation. We actually started this conversation last year and didn't make any changes. And then, we are actually reducing or at least recommending reduce the school year by 1 student day. But it's going to lead to further conversations. And once again, don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, but the planning that needs to take place in conversations prior to going that direction probably have not been held yet. So,
okay.
Other questions or comments?
Just comment that I appreciate Ms. Webb bringing this up and having the discussion and understanding for all of us to understand what the difficulty is in changing the number of teacher days. But yeah, good thinking.
All right, the motion on the floor is the revised 2019-2020 district school calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item E, revised 2020-2021 district school calendar. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the revised district school calendar for the 2020-2021 school year.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers or Mr. Lay?
Yes, it's very similar conversation to what we just had. It just allows us to make the student last day on a Friday rather than bring them back on a Monday following a three-day holiday weekend. It just really did not make good sense to do that. And once again, we do appreciate the board putting that out. So, and of course, you have our recommendation in front of you. So,
comments or questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the revised 2020-2021 district school calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to item F, Tennessee Education Broadband Consortium contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Tennessee Educational Broadband Consortium Multiple Schedule State Master Contract Agreement.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers or Dr. Beckendorf?
I know all the board has been aware of, we've been an E-rate, and basically what we talked about this morning is this, but this contract allows us to get a discounted rate through this contract, and you'll see a dollar number on there, which will occur in a later agenda item this evening.
Questions or comments? Motion is approval of the Tennessee Education Broadband Consortium contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item G, FY20 voluntary pre-K grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20 voluntary pre-K grant proposal.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
We do this every year, and as you can see from the handout there or the attachment from Ms. Downard, this is for providing funds for five of our pre-K classrooms. And once it's changed this year, I think Ms. Downard said, is once the grant is approved, then the budgetary amounts are put back into E-plan. So a little bit of a change, but something we've done every year.
Questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the FY20 voluntary pre-K grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item H, purchase of replacement fleet vehicles. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of two Dodge ProMaster vans from Secret City Dodge for $72,000.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
I just want to point out that this item and the additional items that are left on the agenda tonight were all made possible because of our mid-year spend in our previous board meetings that the board approved. So now you're seeing those items come forward.
Other questions? Ms. McLean.
So I'm just wondering how old the vans are that we're replacing. And then just a comment. I know we go through the bid process, but I'm really glad that Secret City Dodge got the bid since they've been so supportive of our automotive program at the high school.
Absolutely. Whenever we can purchase local, we do that. Mr. Thacker, any input on the age of the vans? We can only guess.
These vans are approximately 10 and 11 years old, and they're actually in pretty good service, so we're actually going to repurpose them within our fleet and put the new larger vans in use for our electricians and low voltage technicians, which need a little bit larger service area in their vehicles.
Other questions? Motion for approval of the purchase of replacement fleet vehicles. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item I, facility assessment update from Cope Architecture. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the updated facility assessment conducted by Cope Architecture for the amount of $102,000.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As we mentioned during our mid-year spend, the last time we did this was in 2006, so that last facility study is quite dated, so we want to update that. And then the board will also see in the memo that we're also going to include an analysis of space needs based on our growth projections. So we've been talking about that a long time, so this will give that approval for us to move ahead and to have that study done to prepare for potential growth.
Questions? Ms. McClain?
So do we have any idea how long this will take to do all this work?
Yeah, I think they were going to do the growth study and the capacity up front. Some of this will probably go side by side, but when we asked them, Alan, you can just give me a head nod, I believe it was 6 months from when they get to start to finish this project. So I think it'll be good timing as we move forward with some of the major growth that we think might happen.
And I did not see, and I'm looking again just to see if I had overlooked this, and I may have. Within this assessment update, there is no mention in there. I guess it's hard to assess something that you don't have, and maybe this would be in a more of a preconceptual design phase of something, but a school administration building.
Yeah, we have not, I don't believe we have anything in here, Alan, for that at this point. We have some other ongoing processes and plans and thoughts around that, but that wouldn't include this current building, yeah, this particular contract.
And at the point in time, all these, when these tasks are completed, then I would presume that this information, I know obviously it will be shared with the board, but would also be shared on with the city and with the Planning Commission as need be for their review as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Any other questions? Motion is approval of the facility assessment update from Cope Architecture. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item J. Purchase of excess Oak Ridge devices for the second grade. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of elementary student devices for second grade from CDWG in the amount of $106,925.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As we've been talking for many years now, it seems like our Access Oak Ridge continues to expand, and this will make us one-to-one devices grades 2 through 12.
Questions? Ms. McClain.
Can you explain to me what the devices are going to look like and all that?
Yes, actually, the second grade devices look identical to the third and fourth grade devices. Now, those devices are a little different than what we use for secondary school. So part of how we made the decision was that we visited several elementary schools and tried to determine what makes sense for a second grader. And we actually found that second grade students do quite well with keyboards. Now, kindergarten and first grade students don't, but based upon watching kids in action in districts like Maryville, we felt confident that using a very successful device that we're using in third and fourth grade in second grade made sense, and again, is useful to have the same platform.
I think that's a good question, Ms. McLean, because we did pose that back to our technology group, that we didn't just do this from ourselves or from Tracy's seat. We had a group of educators that are at that level go on those tours,
yes,
and come back with that recommendation.
That came from the Elementary Technology Committee.
Right, and it should make the repairs easier if the machines are similar.
Absolutely. The IT department's doing a great job putting help desks in every school. We have technicians who go to every school, and by using the similar platform across the system, it does make things a lot easier. And actually, we're seeing that our elementary kids are taking really good care of their devices. Their teachers are really watching them carefully. Of course, they don't take them home in elementary school. They stay at school, so it's a different kind of model than we have in secondary school. But the kids are doing super well with them so far, and our second grade teachers are really looking forward to having a consistent situation, because right now they've been kind of doing the best they can, but this is going to be really great for the second grade teachers. They're itching for this, so I think it'll be really positive.
So do we anticipate these will be available at the beginning of next year?
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks.
Other questions? Motion is for approval of purchase of excess Oak Ridge devices for the second grade. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item K, purchase of data center firewalls and UPS replacements. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the purchase of the data center firewalls and UPS replacements from CDWG at a total cost of $178,747.40.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
And this is what I mentioned earlier with our E-rate. If that is approved, then this is how we're going to spend those dollars that you saw in that previous recommendation. So the data center and then some things for our libraries as well. Tracy, do you have anything more to say there?
Yes, I would like to say that E-rate is really helpful in that it's essentially kind of like a grant in which they provide a portion of the funding and we provide it. So we will only have to pay $84,339 out of this total cost. So E-rate is essentially a grant that supports the student network. So anytime a student is on the network, that's how that benefits our school system. And this purchase will go to support these big gigantic batteries that fit in cabinets, so not like AAAs, and it will also support our network, that is our data center, that is desperately needed and some updates. Doug, did I do all right? All right, Doug approves. So if you have additional questions, I'm sure Doug is itching to go to the microphone.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, motion on the floor is the purchase of data center firewalls and UPS replacements. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we move to items for information, financial report. Are there any questions? We'll put the next two together, and that would be the enrollment report and attendance. Questions or comments, Mr. Lay?
Well, of course, the information you provided, we are still up 80 if you compare us our enrollment this time last year, this year. So we have on an average between 80 and 110 this year. So we've grown as a school system. So that has been positive. I have been successful in having a conversation with all of our principals, and each school is looking to improve their daily attendance by 0.5%, and that would be our goal basically for the next 9 attendance periods. If you look at the data from this year, in many cases, a good percentage of our schools, they're accomplishing that right now. So we will continue to work on that. Our attendance, of course, for the most part, I think all but 2 schools are still doing better this year than they were this time last year. It is that time of year, of course. We have a lot of sickness taking place, but once again, in comparison to last year, we're not doing bad. And our staff has been healthier in general this year than they were last year. So we're doing well. So any other questions?
I almost hate to say this, but to echo what you said, I think we've been very fortunate, and whatever our teachers and students and parents have been doing, please continue to do that, because many of the districts surrounding us have been out of school for a number of days because of either they couldn't get enough substitute teachers or for students that were ill. So just whatever, I don't want to jinx us, whatever we're doing, just keep doing the same thing.
Yes, and this is speculation, but I can't leave it alone. But our custodians do an excellent job.
I'm convinced the
cleaning that takes place every evening, you know, it's highly possible it's superior to what's taking place around us. So that's helpful. And I have been sending Mr. Thacker our daily attendance reports showing what attendance looks like. And he's giving all schools special attention, but those schools who are showing the most illness, they're getting even more attention. So they're doing a great job helping us to stay healthy.
Just a quick question on enrollment, and maybe Mr. Ward would be the one to respond to this. Are we seeing impact from can't think of the name, the Preserve?
Okay, I don't know. Mr. Ward, do you want to share with us what you're seeing?
I think he's shared out the door.
I'm asking for a ghost. We have had those conversations, and like I said, just recently he did have some growth at his school. He talked about basically the new enrollments that took place after fall break. And I had asked him to basically determine were those students basically moving to the Preserve or elsewhere. And I have not followed up on that conversation with him, but we will have that conversation, because I was sort of curious too. Was it just, you know, our older housing here in the city, or is it because of the new houses in the Preserve? But we have definitely seen some growth at Linden. And even looking at the budget for next year, we're seeing where it looks like it's going to be appropriate to add a staff member at Linden because of the growth. But we are monitoring that, and our goal is always to start the school year with the correct number of teachers rather than displace students a week and a half, 2 weeks later, and hire a person. That's just not a process that's beneficial to anyone. So we are definitely keeping our eyes on that. So,
any other questions? One final one. Have we had confirmation yet that Judge Hunt will be at our next attendance meeting?
I had confirmation several weeks ago, but I've had nothing recent. But of course, we are scheduled for this Friday at 10 o'clock at Robertsville Middle School. So.
And I don't know if he was coming. Well, this Friday would be March, wouldn't it?
It was my understanding he was coming to the February meeting, although it's March, it's our February meeting.
Right.
So, yes.
Yep. It probably would be worth a call to his office just to make sure.
Okay. And I don't have his contact. Should I go through our DA, or should I just try to find his contact?
Why don't you go through General Clark?
Okay.
Since that's where it's kind of...
And it was my understanding originally they were coming together. Now we did have a representative from the court system at last month's meeting. But it was my understanding through General Clark that he and the juvenile judge, Judge Hunt, would be at this month's meeting. So
it probably would be worth touching base with his office.
I can take care of that. So
thank you.
And we have 20 coming this Friday. So
10 a.m., right?
Yes, 10 o'clock, Robertsville Middle School Library.
Okay, moving along, items for discussion, any old business, new business, communications. I would mention some dates that we need to remember. This Wednesday at 7 a.m., the board will be visiting Robertsville Middle School. We're looking forward to that. We have several or a couple or an unknown number of city council members that'll be there with us as well. The Massacre's production of Annie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Performing Arts Theater. Starting this week, starting today at Glenwood is the Living History Museum throughout the week. If you can get by to check with that. Ms. McLean will be hosting Focus on Education next Wednesday, so we can look forward to that. The school-sponsored 5K race entitled Stomp Out Tobacco will be held March the 2nd from 6 a.m. through 11. If I started at 6, it'd take me to get 11 to get through 5K probably at Milton Lake, if you're interested in that. Would mention also again that the board had the opportunity to be in Nashville this past week. We'll be talking about and dealing with legislative issues, trying to stay on top of that. Did have an opportunity to briefly hear from the new commissioner, and I know the superintendent Toss has heard from the new governor and the new commissioner, so we still don't know exactly where they're going to go with education, but we'll stay on top of that. We had talked about also dealing with a resolution in support of being able to use, in place of the current testing, the ACT suite of testing, and we've kind of put a little hold on that to kind of see. I know there is a bill pending, and we've got one written. Thank you, Dr. Beckendorf, for your work on that, ready to go. And I would like to ask the board to take another look at that and see where we might want to go. The bill's pending at this time, and correct me if I have wrong information here. There is one pending to use the ACT suite of testing grades 9 through 12 in math and science. No? Math and English? Math and English. So if the board will kind of review that, and then our next board meeting we can decide where we want to go and maybe have some more update with that information as well. Any other, Ms. Webb?
On Friday, there's a tree ceremony at Glenwood.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Glenwood at 10 o'clock, Arbor Day. Tree planting at 10 o'clock at Glenwood as well. Thank you. Anything else? Chairman Robertson and Chairman Bible, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Your drive was a little longer than his, but you got to visit grandkids, so that's a good thing. So hearing no one else, thank each of you for being here. We stand adjourned.